This way, this way.
This way.
Let's do our public hearing since we're not all here yet. All right. House Committee on Revenue for June 1st will come to order. Colleagues, since we're not all here yet, we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 254. Mazin?
Afternoon, Mr. Chair. This committee, Senate Bill 254. It's about devices, the instruments that actually make measurements for motor vehicle fuel. This is, interestingly enough, that as a lot of people are learning, this is in the Department of Ag, Department of Agriculture is the agency that usually does all the measurement and keeping things straight as far as measurement and finding things for the right scientific measure for the state. So this increases the fees on these devices from $5 on four increments every year, and this is in primarily in a bill that will increase their fees in order to recapture their revenue. So, in essence, it's a fee bill in that type of definition. That's the bill in front of you, Mr. Chair.
Wonderful. Great. Let's hear from the department then. And while they're coming up, is there anyone else who wants to be heard today on this Senate bill? Don't see anybody. Okay. Please.
Good afternoon, Chair Barnhart, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Lisa Hansen, Deputy Director with the Oregon Department of Agriculture. And as was explained to you, this is a relatively simple bill. It's a fee bill that deals with motor fuel dispensing devices. The revenues from this fee go to fund our motor fuel quality program, and that is a program that simply assures that the motor fuel that you're purchasing is of the quality that it's stated. The program also has responsibility around the renewable fuel standards and worked on implementing those in the initial years of that. The fee, we worked with our stakeholders and industry fee payers to bring this fee to you, and it basically doubles the fee over 4 years to bring the program to cost recovery in today's dollars. And so with that, I'll pause and see if you have any questions. I believe several of you have heard about this program previously.
Yes, sir.
Oh, with me is Jason Barber, who is the program manager. And so if you had any technical questions, he is here to answer those.
All right, questions? Some of you already know all about these things, don't you? So let me be the one to ask the questions, and so I understand what we're dealing with. The Department of Agriculture is responsible for these meters. The meters are where? Where are these meters? What are you metering for whom?
Okay. Chair Barnhart, thank you for the question. So the Department of Agriculture has a weights and measures program, and so we are responsible for assuring that when you purchase things by weight, the scales are certified. In this case, when you purchase motor fuel, gasoline or diesel, we assure that a gallon is a gallon and that the octane that is posted is what is stated. So these would be motor fuel devices at gas stations, grocery stores, etc.
Okay. So at the butcher shop, the sticker on the scale is your sticker. Is that right?
Chair Barnhart, that's correct. The little sticker on any scale that is used for weighing and measuring in commerce would have been checked by the Oregon Department of Agriculture.
But this fee change is only for motor fuels, is it? Or have I missed that somehow?
Chair Barnhart, you are correct. This fee change deals with the motor fuel dispensing devices to cover the cost of the motor fuel quality program. It does not touch any of the other weighing or measuring devices that we certify within our program.
Okay. And you have a budget need that reflects, that's reflected in these revenue impact numbers, even though I don't think we have that here. Maybe we do, and I just haven't found it yet.
Chair Barnhart, members of the committee. So this is a relatively small program within the Department of Agriculture. The current revenues are about $150,000a year. And it costs about $300,000. So it has been subsidized by our other weighing and measuring devices within the same program. And so really what we're trying to do with this fee increase is assure that this portion of the program covers its own costs and carries its own weight.
Great. Thank you very much. Other questions? Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony.
Yep. Thank you for your time.
With that, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 254. You ready to work the bill? We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 254. Representative Vance?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 254 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Benz moves Senate Bill 254 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, it's so ordered. Should this go on the consent calendar?
No.
All right. Who'd like to carry? Representative Johnson?
Certainly.
Representative Johnson will carry. I heard one of the no's over there. So. Representative Johnson will carry.
Echoing my colleagues' sentiments.
And with that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 254 and open a work session on Senate Bill 63. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 63 is the annual, it updates the connection to the federal tax code, and it has some references to the governing statutes of the public employees retirement system, and it connects them to federal law that establishes taxable income, affects annual benefits payable to members, specifies rules around minimum distribution requirements, and relates to the benefits of and service credit for a period in the uniformed services. And it updates the connection to the federal code that defines shareholders in S corporations who may represent their companies in proceedings before the tax court. It updates the connection to the Internal Revenue Code to define which organizations may qualify for consideration for a charitable tax checkoff. It updates statutes governing the Oregon College Savings Plan, individual development accounts, and unemployment insurance to connect to the latest version of the Internal Revenue Code as of December 31st, 2014. And so the measure is found to have a minimal revenue impact. There's a rolling reconnect in the statute currently, and so when there are changes to federal tax law, they can have an impact on revenues to Oregon. However, the change being made in this measure is not having to do with that. It's more of a routine connection and therefore has a minimal revenue impact. The measure is also found to have no fiscal impact.
Okay. Just a quick question. It sounds like there's one substantive change, and that has to do with who can represent an S-corp in tax court. Is that a substantive change or merely a clarification?
Mr. Chair, I believe that is a clarification. The reference there would be to federal code having to do with the S-corps and it just changes that date there from December 31st, 2013 to 2014. And it's just the way that an S corp is defined in the Internal Revenue Code.
I see. Okay. Other questions or comments on the bill? It looks like it's an extremely straightforward bill. Do the new members understand what this bill does and what we're doing? Mm-hmm. It's basically, because of our constitutional rules, we have a rolling reconnect on chunks of action by the federal government, but not others. And this is simply updates definitions. It looks to me like it's almost entirely definitions to the do nothing. The Congress from last year. Representative Benz?
I move Senate Bill 63 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Benz moves Senate Bill 63 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, it's so ordered. Maybe I should carry that one. Barnhart will carry. Close the work session on Senate Bill 63. Mm-hmm. Open the work session on Senate Bill 36. Is that yours too?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 36 is the reviser's bill, and it has to do with cleaning up the language and creating, modernizing the language and repealing some outdated statutes. And so it is occasionally necessary to revisit the drafting of certain statutes to correct errors and also to modernize language. The measure is found to have no fiscal impact as well as no revenue impact.
All right. And I'm sure you've all carefully read this bill and looked at all of the notes. I will note that the notes this time are particularly boring, as is the rest of the statute.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Davis.
I just would note for the record that there seems to be an abundance of change to deletion of the word demolishment and replacement with the word demolition. For one, I kind of like the word, which I don't believe is a word, demolishment, but it would seem that our statutes, would give it some gravitas, and I'm worried that if we delete it, I will no longer be able to use the phrase demolishment.
There'd be no other source.
There being no other source.
Because it's not in the dictionary, that's for sure.
Well, Representative, were you planning to bring an amendment to keep that language, or are you willing to forego that?
I'll simply perform a long remonstrance instead.
I see.
Perform the negative word.
One per day for a week.
All right. With that, Representative Benz.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 36A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Benz moves Senate Bill 36A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion other than the fact that I note this bill is really short? It's only 8 pages long. We've had some in the past that have been 40 pages or thereabouts, so either they're getting better or they're getting lazier. I'm not sure which. Anything else? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, it's so ordered. Representative Davis, would you like to carry?
Apparently, I should.
Representative Davis, when your joke is worse than mine, you get to carry. Representative Davis will carry, but that will close the work session on Senate Bill 36. And I'd like to take about a 4-minute recess, and the committee will stand in at ease for 4 minutes.